I'm Mike Eppel. They've been two of the hottest and most volatile segments of the financial markets, but some new exchange-traded funds focused on blockchain and cannabis companies are offering active management to try to figure out which could be the top performers. Raj Lala is the CEO of Evolve ETFs.
What an ETF does for investors is provides them a diversified way to access a specific area of the market, rather than making an individual call, potentially buying a stock that could go up, you know, hundreds of percent, or could go down 80-90% as well. This just gives them a way to take a more balanced approach to taking a view of a specific market. And on the blockchain and the marijuana ETF, what we also added to those funds was active management to help navigate those areas of the market and identify where the right opportunities are.
Lala says that when any sector sees huge inflows of new money, there are companies looking to take advantage.
Sometimes you have some unscrupulous companies that come to market that really don't have anything to do with cannabis or really don't have anything to do with blockchain, but they brand themselves accordingly because they know that there's broad market appeal for those areas of the market. And easy to get euphoric. I mean, there's a company in the blockchain space that rebranded themselves from a biotech company, and they just put the word blockchain in the name of their company, and they went from $8 to $35 within a few weeks, and then later on investors found out that they really didn't have anything to do with blockchain. So I think it's really important in an emerging area of the market that you have good active management that does their due diligence on balance sheets and does their due diligence on go-to-market strategies for those companies to identify the right ones to hold.
That's Raj Lala with Evolve Funds ETFs, traded on the Toronto Stock Exchange, ticker symbols LINK and SEED. And at the Business Center, I'm Mike Eppel.